Time now for Fantasy Frenzy. Dr. Roto, a.k.a. Doc, created drroto.com, host on Sirius XM Fantasy Sports Radio. Doc, you ready to go week three?
Nothing keeps us down. Phone lines, nothing keeps us down, dude. We're ready to roll.
All right, so let's start. I read a publication from Fantasy Football. So you start Jalen Hurts and sit Tom Brady this week? Is that sound advice?
Who said that? I didn't say that.
No, you didn't. I said I read a publication. Yeah. I don't want to shame the publication, but that's what I read.
Yeah, I'm not sitting Tom Brady ever. Nope. I mean, remember one thing. Here's a little nugget for you. I love the fantasy narrative, right? Do you know where Tom Brady's from? Los Angeles, California. You know where they're playing this week? Los Angeles, California. You think he's going to want to embarrass himself in front of his family? I don't think so. So I like Jalen Hurts, but I'm never sitting Tom Brady.
Doc, your feelings on Kyler Murray. Man, this week, boy, you know, he got the lightning in the bottle because he catched the Jaguars. But your thoughts on the Cardinals, who are putting up some points, and your thoughts on Kyler Murray this week going up against that Jaguar defense?
Yeah, I mean, right now, Kyler Murray's got to be the best quarterback in football, and I think that's a fair comment. Yeah. Right, he looks terrific. There's no negative with Kyler Murray, right? The negative is actually the players in terms of Hopkins is always going to get his. But between Edmonds and Kirk and Rondale Moore and James Conner, you don't know who else is going to eat, right? So Murray is a guy you play every week. The only thing I would worry about this week is them winning like 30-10 and him not having to do that much. But still, they got to get 30 points somewhere, and he can run, he can throw. He's been really good, and that defense has played much better this year, so I give him a lot of credit.
Doc, right now, here we are, week three. Are there any guys out there that you feel like owners should sell right now if they can, and who should they try to pick up?
Yeah, I might be looking at getting rid of Ezekiel Elliott. I'm a little worried there, to be quite honest with you.
Because Pollard looks good, though.
He does. I mean, it's the eyeball test, right? Pollard just looks faster. I'm not saying Zeke's not good. I never said that. I'm saying Pollard just looks really good, and it worries me that they might get into a closer to a 50-50 split than it is, you know, 65-35. So I think if I had Ezekiel Elliott, I'd be a little bit worried right now. I mean, also, what you want to do in fantasy football, you think Derrick Henry is going to run for 180 yards and 3 touchdowns every week? Of course not. So I'm not telling you to trade him, but I'm telling you if you can get the right trade for him, I'm open to it. You always want to trade guys who are playing better than we expect for guys who are playing worse than we expect.
Doc, what would be the right trade for Henry?
Well, it's a great question. So let's see. if I could get, let's say, Austin Eckler and Calvin Ridley or something like that, maybe because Ridley hasn't really performed like people thought, maybe Eckler or even Antonio Gibson, right? Antonio Gibson was a first-round pick. He's done not that much right now. If I could get a 2-for-1 of two top guys for like that, I might take that chance if I think that Gibson's going to turn it around.
Doc, your thoughts on the Cleveland running game going up against the Bears this weekend? Man, it's a big game for the Browns because of what's happened the first couple of weeks. Your thoughts on Nick Chubb and Hunt and that 1-2 punch?
Yeah, I think it's a big game for both teams, to be quite honest with you. Yeah. Justin Fields' first game, how's he going to look out there? I think he could be a special player, but you know the Browns' defense going to be in his face all game long. For the Browns, they have to control the football with the running game. Chubb has to get his 60% of those touches. Hunt has to be involved in the passing game. Remember, Jarvis Landry is out. He's on the IR.
Yep.
Beckham is expected back for his first week. What can we really expect from Beckham in his first week? So they're going to need Hunt out of the backfield. They're going to need Austin Hooper. You know, they're going to have to run play action all game long. So I think the Browns have to control the football with their running game. I really do like Nick Chubb, but I don't see this as 120 yards and 2 touchdowns. I see maybe 80 yards and a touch. I think Hunt has to have a big role in this game, maybe 5 or 6 catches.
Dr. Roto, our Fantasy Frenzy here on Sports Talk. We do it every Thursday. And, Doc, right now for the Saints, you had that week one thriller, big win over the Packers, and then week two, that dud against the Panthers. Where do they stand their fantasy stock, some of those players on the Saints? Does it change? Does it stay the same? Don't panic.
No, I think it's getting close to panic time, I do, because you can't make Jameis Winston what he's not, right? Jameis Winston is a gunslinger, And I think that they're trying to almost put the shackles on him in many ways in terms of like restricting what he's doing downfield so he doesn't make mistakes. And that makes sense, right? But at the same time, he's not using Callaway. He's not making big plays. So when defenses realize that that's going to happen, it changes how they play. And if they play closer to the line, that stops Kamara, right? So now you're playing New England. And the one thing we know about Bill Belichick is he loves to take away the one thing you want to do. You know he's going to take away Alvin Kamara this week. So now Winston's going to have to throw the ball downfield. Will Sean Payton tolerate that? Or are we going to look at Taysom Hill somewhere in the second half? I'll be very interested in watching this game and seeing how that unfolds.
I think we're going to see a lot of Taysom Hill in this game. Because one thing, Doc, he's their best and more physical runner. He's the most physical runner they have. I think you're going to see a lot more of Taysom Hill in different sets this week than we saw a week ago. Your thoughts on the Raiders? You know Darren Waller's going to get his, okay? That's right. A given. Your thoughts on Henry Ruggs III and Renfro going up against the Dolphins this weekend?
Yeah, so my favorite play in this game is actually the revenge narrative play. I like Kenyon Drake against his old team. Remember, the Dolphins basically discarded him, right? So I think Drake is in a great spot. Waller is a star, okay? Absolute star. Ruggs is one of those game-dependent guys. I don't like him this week because he gets Howard, who's a really good cornerback, so I worry about him. I think Renfro's in a good spot because Nick Needham is one of the worst slot cornerbacks in the league. Brian Edwards is a guy I do like. But the problem is, Carr likes it for a player to be open before he throws him the ball. Edwards doesn't seem to get open, but he makes plays. And that's why he only gets like 3 or 4 targets a game, which is a problem. So I think Ruggs is going to have big weeks. I just don't think it's going to be this week. I think this is a Drake and Waller week.
Our fantasy frenzy here on Sports Talk with Dr. Roto. We do it every Thursday. Dr. Roto, a.k.a. Doc, created drroto.com, host on SiriusXM Fantasy Sports Radio. Doc, anything that we didn't touch on that you want to make sure you get out to fantasy owners?
Yeah, I want people to – I think it was a big week for Clyde Edwards-Helaire. I mean, I think you guys down there know him real well. I mean, the Chargers have not had a good run defense at all.
Nope.
And Edwards-Helaire didn't play that very well last week. So this is a big week for him. If he's got to step it up this week, otherwise I think he's in danger of losing playing time. So I've got him down for about 80 yards and a touchdown. I want to see him do it.
Doc, Jets-Broncos, and when you have watched the Broncos play with Teddy, you know, boy, he's sort of eyeballing Sutton and Noah Fant quite a bit in the first couple of weeks of the season. Do you think that continues against the Jets?
Yeah, it has to. And you know what? The Denver's been blessed with a great schedule. You play the Giants, you play the Jaguars, you play the Jets. I mean, come on, 3-0 is easy peasy. And Teddy, I call him Teddy Two Gloves, right? Teddy Two Gloves hasn't messed anything up yet. He's done a good job. So how's he going to do against the Chiefs? How's he going to do against the Raiders? We don't know that. But this way against the Jets, you give it 10 times to Melvin Gordon. You give it 12 times to Javonte. You throw it to Cortland Sutton 5 or 6 times. You throw it to Fant 4 times. You play great defense. You win that game 20-3. Easy.
Dr. Roto, that's a wrap for Fantasy Frenzy. Thank you, man.
Thank you, Doc.
You got it, guys. Talk to you soon.
All right. Created drroto.com. Also host on SiriusXM Fantasy Sports Radio. Coming up in about 15 minutes, Mike Haas, the voice of the Saints. This is Saints Radio, WWL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.